Hi, my name is Jonathan Turner. I'm the program manager for the TypeScript team here at Microsoft. In this demo, we'll be going over how to use TypeScript in Visual Studio 2013. So to get started with TypeScript in Visual Studio 2013, the first thing that we do is start a new project. Under the new project dialog, you'll see that in Visual Studio 2013, there's now a TypeScript type of project. So if we select this, you'll see that there is a link that says install the latest TypeScript for Visual Studio. TypeScript is still in CTP, it's still a preview, so the best way to keep up to date is to use this link. So we'll go ahead and do that. Now that TypeScript's installed, when we create a new project, we'll see that new TypeScript features are starting to light up in Visual Studio 2013. So now we have a new template called HTML application with TypeScript. Let's go ahead and start one of those. What comes up is a very small sample of TypeScript, and just enough to get you going. So let's run this, and we'll see what our first sample looks like. We see it's a simple clock application. So OK, we have a good idea. So let's dive into the code. You'll notice, if you're familiar with languages like C# and Java, that we have a very familiar class-based syntax. So TypeScript follows a very straightforward approach for doing object-oriented programming. This is kind of an improvement on existing JavaScript standards. And this actually comes from the future JavaScript. You'll notice, too, that along with the class-based syntax, there is some type information here. So as we hover, we get information about the different symbols in this context based on the type information. The types in TypeScript give us a way of doing easy tooling and early error detection that otherwise would be difficult in JavaScript applications. So for example, I can rename this element using refactor rename, just like I would any kind of C# project. So I can call this element name. And notice that all of the uses of element have now changed. I don't have to do a search and replace. All of the tooling that Microsoft's Visual Studio comes with can work directly on this. So let's go ahead and build this project and look at what the JavaScript that comes out of the TypeScript looks like. In order to do that, we show all files. And here we see an app.js that corresponds to the app.ts that we were working on before. Notice the types have been removed, and the TypeScript has been converted from that class-based syntax to the standard JavaScript syntax. This means that TypeScript lets you use the features from future JavaScript versions, but use them in a way that's compatible with JavaScript platforms of today. So let's actually look a little bit deeper at what we can do with TypeScript. The type information that we see in this project is also very powerful and can be used with third-party JavaScript applications. So let's actually look at a second demo using ASP.NET. So we'll create a new project, and this time we'll create an ASP.NET project. You see that there's a variety of ASP.NET web application projects, but for this demo, let's just use the MVC project. See, there's quite a lot of files in this project, but what we want to focus on here is under the scripts. The JavaScript is already available, so there's already jQuery and Modernizer and Bootstrap. I'm sure a lot of you are already familiar with these libraries. What we'll do is we'll add a new file that is a TypeScript file, and we'll call this ClickHandler. As we add the TypeScript file, the project automatically gets converted to being a TypeScript project. This means that any ASP.NET web application project can be converted to being a TypeScript project. It offers to do a search for TypeScript typings in NuGet. This is a way for you to find a file that represents the type information of the API of a pre-existing third-party library, for example, jQuery. So let's go ahead and do that. Now that the search has come back, we can see that jQuery and Knockout and a few other libraries are listed. Here we can use third-party JavaScript libraries in a way that works with TypeScript without any modification of those libraries. So let's go ahead and install the jQuery one. Once this is installed, we can see that we have a jQuery typing now that's available to us in our project. Let's go ahead and clear this out. But before we start creating a new TypeScript file, let's look at this example more closely and see where we want this click handler to work. So let's start this up. Notice we have the basic ASP.NET web template. What we're going to do is we're going to open up the F12 tools that are available on IE11. From the F12 tools, we can inspect the web page and see where we want to place our click handler. So when I click here, I see that Jumbotron is the class of the div that we want to be modifying. Okay, so now that we have that information, we're ready to go to write our TypeScript. Let's go ahead and write some jQuery in TypeScript that will use the full capabilities of the IntelliSense that TypeScript provides against that website. I start by typing the dollar sign from jQuery, and already the overloads from jQuery light up for us. And we can look through these. Let's create a document.ready action. And with that, a callback for that function. And in this, we're going to use that Jumbotron that we saw earlier. Notice as I type, the IntelliSense lights up for each step of the way, helping me remember what the API is for jQuery. Now that we have where that click handler is going to go, let's make it do something like circle it in red. So we're going to set the border from CSS properties. And the last thing that we need to do is now that we've created TypeScript, when the compiler outputs the JavaScript, we need to be able to call that JavaScript. So let's go in to the ASP.NET application where the JavaScript is going to be loaded and then put our new clickhandler.js in there. So open Views, Shared, and under Shared. And at the bottom of this, we see this is where jQuery is being loaded. So let's go ahead and add our script to this. Clickhandler.js. All right, and then we should be good. So now what we've done is we've put the JavaScript and we've enabled that into the web page and completed that loop. Once we start this, the TypeScript from before will be compiled to the JavaScript, and the web page will load that JavaScript for us. So if we click this, now we see that the red has gone all the way around. Hey, thanks for watching. For more information, go to typescriptlang.org.